from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots Friday on WEEI is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market and by FindMassMoney.gov.
Gerard had mentioned earlier this week that just between joint practice and this game, it could be good for building your confidence. I'm just wondering where your confidence is now after tonight.
Yeah, I think every time you get out there, I think you kind of get more and more confident. First off, it's always going to be the nerves, going out there, running out there the first time. But other than that, yeah, I think, the more reps, I think it's only going to help me. And at the end of the day, I'm just fortunate to be able to get out there and get some reps and try to make the most of my opportunities.
Drake May, the man of the hour after the game last night. It's Christian Arcand here in for Jones. Jones and Mego. Jones out tonight. He'll be out Monday as well. But you got us, and you'll have us for Patriots Monday also when we come back. And we'll also be talking with Jacoby Brissett on Monday, which we're looking forward to. Not Drake May. That's a decision that the team has made already, although I guess that could be subject to change. I don't think it's going to change. I think we're still going to get Brissett. And I think as far as the team's concerned right now, it's still Brissett's ball on week one.
Sure seems that way. And I don't think that's what a lot of fans want. Could be wrong. 617-779-7937. I know that Gerard Mayo, after the game, said it's a competition and he has to beat Brissett. He's got to be better than Jacoby Brissett. And this morning he says, again, it's a competition. You know, whoever's best is going to play week one. That's just not the way that they've really been playing it. Because all the reports coming out of practice, training camp, preseason, have been Drake May doesn't really run with the ones. And Drake May looks great in sevens, but then when you get on 11v11 scenarios, doesn't hold up. He's getting sacked as much, if not more, than Jacoby Brissett. And Jacoby Brissett kind of has that position by default because he's the veteran who you brought in to at least be the stopgap. So I think they're still going to roll with that. And I think maybe they were pleasantly surprised by how polished, composed, professional Drake May was last night in the game. I certainly was, and I have high expectations for him. But I still feel that with 3 weeks left to week one, the plan is probably to still start Jacoby Brissett week one. And maybe earliest you see Drake May is in that week 5-6 span when they're at home for back-to-back games.
Yeah, I think that if you continue to see what we saw last night going forward, if you see May outplay Brissett to that extent, and it wasn't even so much that May was so great. I mean, we both agree, like, he was good. He wasn't great. He didn't completely light it up out there.
He was a B+.
If Baker had hauled that one in, we'd be saying different things today, but he didn't. So, I mean, you know, if your aunt, your aunt had whatever, she'd be your uncle. So I think that, you know, we understand that that's not the way it
if
was.
If she decided to be.
Right. So that's that to me is indicative of not just, you know, May and his step forward that he took, but also the fact that Brissett didn't look right out there at all. I mean, he had happy feet. He had a terrible interception. He didn't seem like he was really in control of the offense, and he was going against, you know, the second team, at least there with the Eagles, some of their defensive starters, not many of them, I don't think, and May wasn't. But I still think even with that, even knowing that, there were some times where the pocket started to collapse on Drake May, and he maneuvered around it. On his big bomb that Baker dropped, that pocket was collapsing inward. He moved to his left, threw across his body to the right, and dropped a dime right there that he couldn't hang on to. There was a couple other throws like that, too, where he wasn't necessarily, you know, have his, had his feet set or anything, and he still was able to, you know, turn, get the ball there, and make a throw. He didn't have any really, really bad ones. The worst throw I think he had in the entire game was that one Booty caught one-handed in the flat there, which he airmailed, and Booty still got up and caught it, which I was impressed by the way. It counted for some points. Since mostly, other than that, he had the one completion of the tight end, who should not be wearing 87, by the way, whatever his name is, Wilcox, and pretty much everything else, it seemed like he was looking at Baker or was a screen to a running back. So he's already kind of developed some things with Baker, to be sure, and I think it's starting to come together. I mean, you didn't see a bunch of connections there or anything, but it seems like you're starting to see that confidence build with another one of his rookies and, you know, one of his, I think, going to be primary pass catchers.
And listen to him in that clip there. He says, the more reps I get, the better, the more confident I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Like, he has had so little experience, okay? He's 21 years old. He's kind of played very limited in college compared to somebody like Jaden Daniels, who they'll see 10 days from now down in Washington, D.C. Like, totally different scenario for him. This is the time when you should be putting him with the ones. He should have been there already in training camp. He should have been there already in practice, in joint practice. You only have one joint practice in the other practices. But this is the line that they're walking, because this is Jerod Mayo, to some extent, Alex Van Pelt calling plays for the first time, the front office all being in their jobs for the first time, and they do have to field a professional football team. And they don't want to look at totally embarrassing in the first month, but you have to ask yourself, what is the season really about? Is the season about you're trying to win six games and be better than you were last year, and proof that it was the right thing to move on from Bill Belichick and that Jerod Mayo is the coach of the future and everybody should keep their jobs? Or is it about developing the young talent on your team, including the quarterback, but also the wide receivers who you drafted, and trying to build some hope towards something offensively, which you really haven't had since Tom Brady left, except for that blip in 21.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And with a lot of these quarterbacks, you can tell right away if they're at least ready to be out there. With a lot of wide receivers, even guys who were drafted in the second and third rounds recently, most of those guys who got drafted in the N'Keal Harry draft, you knew they were going to be good right away. I mean, you could tell right away Deebo Samuel and A.J. Brown, all these guys are going to be good. So I think that there's something to that. It's not often that you see them all together with a rookie quarterback, too, rebuilding your offense in the first year through the draft like this. That's unusual. Mac Jones, at the very least, had the benefit of coming in as a rookie and having the offense be rebuilt with free agents, and I think that that made a difference. I mean, that was experience there. That was guys that already sort of knew and could bring them along a little bit, along with the offensive coordinator who'd had some success. It's not apples to apples, to be sure, but I think that, in general, this team is so scared, petrified, of ruining Drake May. Not exactly the same way they ruined Mac Jones, but ruining him at all.
In a new creative way that we haven't even thought of.
Yeah, I mean, and who knows? There's a million ways to ruin a quarterback, I'm sure. They'll probably get to a few of them.
And they've set themselves up for it with Vidarian Lowe and the rest of the offensive line, excluding David Andrews and Mike Onwenu.
That's a great point. You know, it's a great point. If this was something you were so scared of, you were so scared of ruining this quarterback, why didn't you surround him with talent? Why didn't you surround him with players, at the very least, who you felt like were professional offensive linemen on the ends there who are going to protect his blind side? One guy. We weren't asking for the moon. We were asking for one free agent wide receiver who's done something ever in his career. That's it. And you couldn't do that. I mean, like, you know, you couldn't trade for anybody and extend him. You just weren't interested in it. And I feel like for a team and an organization that is so concerned about ruining their quarterback and putting him out there too fast, if you were so concerned about it, why didn't you put better players around them? Because I got news for you. Jacoby Brissett, if the offensive line is this bad, Jacoby Brissett Brissett could be out of here by week two. All right? We're worried about Drake May getting killed. What if Jacoby Brissett gets killed out there with this line? Then you have to play Drake May. Then you have to. And he still has the same crappy options and the same crappy tackles. And he's going to be in the same position as Brissett, except he's a little bit better of a player.
And
we hope.
It's not like Brissett is somebody, especially at this point in his career, who's set up to be running for his life and creating things.
Right.
When he's playing quarterback. So I don't really see like how he's going to fix or make up for the situation of your offensive line. If you got Drake May out there, like a part of me, of course, I understand wanting to protect the asset that he is and the potential that he has, but he's also a much more mobile guy. I don't want him out there running for his life, but at least he can run.
Yeah.
Brissett's not going to run. He's going to take the sack. That's what he's always done. That's who he is.
It's true. He had one season where he got like sacked like 85 times. Like, that was with a better offensive line than he has now, which is unfortunate. I guess the time will tell on that one, but we'll see how many opportunities he even has to get sacked that much. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We have Megsplaining on a Friday coming up, and you know what that means. It's Friday, which means
the Relationship Roundtable.
Yes.
We will sit down to the Relationship Roundtable. This is where we take your problems in your love life, listeners, and
we make them our problems.
Oh, we've got a very detailed one that we're going to get into, and we're going to try to advise here.
Very detailed,
I'm kind of worried that this person has already made a decision because they sent me this a couple days ago, and I hope that we still have time that we can give a little advice here because I think we need to diffuse the situation.
Okay, well, either way, that's coming up at 5:30, but first, here's Ryan Garvin to tell you what's trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.